I confess my human frailties. Appreciated the thoughts our brother shared. So we're Christians, right? We're Mennonites. We're people that love the Lord. We shake each other's hand. We ask each other how we're doing. We're on top of things, aren't we? I was encouraged by the message. And if I can step outside my box just a little bit here, I would like to see us all stand up, shake at least two people's hands, tell them, I care about you. Can we do that?
Yes. I'm looking forward to getting to know you better, and I care about you.
We want to talk about setting our affections this morning. Maybe we can bow our heads for prayer first. Dear Lord, at the beginning of this message, we just ask that you would touch our hearts, touch our lips, help us to set our affections on things above. Thank you, Lord, for the group here, for people that have come together to study your word and to reaffirm our heart's desire to serve you. Lord, give us hearts that are pure, that are honest before you and before each other. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness to us. Help us today, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Set your affections on things above. Let's turn to Colossians chapter 3. Well, what are your affections? What does it mean to have affections? It's what you like. And sometimes we are a little shallow in talking to each other and say, you know what, do you like this or that? Oh, yes, I do. But deep down in, we have feelings. So what are affections? How do we set our affections? You know, affections are what we really like. And can you change what you like? You know what? My mom used to help me set my affections. There was some food on the table sometimes that I didn't quite like. And she helped me to set my affections about that food. Well, some of those things, you know, my taste buds still liked, and some of them they didn't, but I learned to appreciate them. And I've been glad for that teaching many times. But in a way, we've come together to study God's Word to reset our affections on things above, to remind ourselves of what we're supposed to be fond of. What do you think of when you think of affections? Is it, you know, maybe a little girl holding a little kitty and she likes that kitty? Is it what we as parents feel towards our children when they're newly born and we hold them in our arms? And our parental hearts go out, yearn for that little child to grow up, to be faithful to God. Maybe when they look up into our face and they smile for the first time, we feel affection. Is it the way that we look at our food when we're hungry? We've been working hard, we've been hungry, and we have a hot plate of food set before us, and we long for that food. Is that affection? Is it the way that a newly married couple look at each other and smile and can just see that, you know what, they kind of enjoy being around each other? Is that affection? Let's read Colossians 3, 1 to 17. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked some time when ye lived in them. But now ye also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge, after the image of him that created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. And there's a reason, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Oftentimes, if we ask someone what's their favorite, whatever, what do you like, whatever, you know, we think about, what do I like? What do I like to eat? What do I like to, you know, boys, what kind of pickup do you like, or car or whatever? Girls, what kind of material? You know, there's things that we like, we acknowledge we like, and there's things that we don't care for very much. And I talked about food. My mom teaching me, you know, that I could like some things that I didn't think I could. And as I got older, I found out that I actually probably enjoy them more than I ever thought I would. But there's a few things that, well, I won't tell you what those are. I still haven't learned very well. But, you know, the things that we tell each other are not always the things that actually, deep down in, are motivating us because of what we like. But the things that we do tell, they do tell where our affection is. You know, we as couples that have a home, We as families that have a home, our home tells where our affection is, our vehicles that we drive, the way we, you know, whether it's 2019 or if it's a serviceable whatever, 72. Where is our affection? The clothes we wear, young people, the clothes you wear, the way you dress, the music you listen to, the food you eat, the food, mothers, that you prepare for your family or others. You know, we can say, well, I want to be really humble. I'm going to just serve plain food to show you that I don't have any pride in my life. See, affection and pride is kind of linked there in a lot of things that we do. Or you can do it as unto the Lord. Everything we do, are we doing it as unto the Lord? Because we're dead and our life is hid with Christ in God. We're dead to self. That affects our affections. Well, maybe you're a businessman and the tools you have, the vehicle you use for on the job, go to and from work, your personal appearance, the way you comb your hair, the way you look in the mirror and think about yourself. Where is our affections today? Well, there's people that say you can't change your feelings. The way you feel, that's the way it is. You can't change that. You know what? I remember working with a couple young men, and the one young man did not appreciate the other young man. And he said, you know what? I can't stand that person. I don't like the way he looks. I don't like the way he smells. I don't like the way he acts. I just don't like him. If you find yourself there in life, you can change your affections. You can change the way you feel about people. That's your problem. Set your mind on things above. Colossians 2, verse 20. Wherefore, if ye be dead with Christ from the rudiments of the world, why, as though living in the world, are ye subject to ordinances? Philippians 3:19. Whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. I think we see that our affections are in one of two places. Our affections are either on earthly things, on self, it's included in that, or it's our affections are to please God. And there's not a bunch of in-between places there that our affections can be. It's one or the other. Whatever we make an idol of will either be a cross to us if we be believers or a curse to us if unbelievers. A quote picked up somewhere. Well, Romans chapter 6, just a few verses that are meaningful there. Romans chapter 6. Let's start with verse 11. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, But yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. We can choose. We can choose to set our affection on things above. We can choose whether we're going to be a servant to sin or a servant to God. And as we turn our hearts and our lives over to God, God will help us to set our affections where they need to be. As we look at the world around us, as we look at each new year as it comes, the changes in our lives, the changes in the world, it becomes more and more important to have our hearts and our minds set on heavenly things and not on earthly things. I know that most of you came here in a vehicle, and I didn't see very many brand new ones out there. But you know, as I just like to use a vehicle as something that you can look at, that you can buy it brand new. You can maybe even have a little good feeling in your heart because you got a new vehicle. But you know what? After about 10 years, maybe even a couple years, it starts having problems. And if that vehicle is what you have your heart set on, it's going to disappoint you because they don't last forever. And they give up. The motors have a problem. The transmissions, the tires, the... But the mercies of God are new every day. God and heaven are still the same. They don't change. If your affection, your longing to follow God, it's not the same as the things on earth. Mind heavenly things and not earthly things. I'd like to give just a few examples from Scripture of people that had their affections set on things above. This first one, we won't turn there, but I'd like to remember the children of Israel. You remember when the children of Israel, God was leading them out of Egypt. And they could hardly go because every little thing that came along, big thing, whatever it was, everything that came along, they were looking back and remembering what it was like in Egypt. They weren't remembering getting beat up. They were remembering the leeks and the garlics. Why can't we go back? Remember what we had to eat back there? But because of that, because their affections were still back in Egypt, and their desire wasn't strong to go where God wanted them to, God kept them from going into the promised land. They died in the wilderness because they were complaining. Their affections were not set where God wanted them to be. They didn't have faith in God and His promises. Let's turn to Luke chapter 10. There's two sisters here. Luke chapter 10, beginning with verse 38. Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and his sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Here was two sisters. They both cared about the Lord. They both wanted to spend time with him. And I don't think that this passage is telling us that we shouldn't take care of other people. And that we shouldn't take care of our homes. That we shouldn't take care of our children. I don't think that's what it's telling us. But I think it's telling us that we need to spend time with the Lord. And I believe that this is a key to being able to set our affection on things above if we spend time with the Lord. If we make it a priority to spend time with the Lord. Is it possible that we as Christians today, that maybe we have the serving part down, but we don't have the time spent with the Lord? Well, going on to passage in Luke 17. Luke 17, beginning with verse 28. Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven, and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. In that day he which shall be upon the housetop, and his stuff in the house, let him not come down to take it away, and he that is in the field, let him likewise not return. Remember Lot's wife. Whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. I tell you, in that night there shall be two men in one bed, the one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding together, the one shall be taken and the other left. Two men shall be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left. And they answered and said unto him, Where, Lord? And he said unto them, Wheresoever the body is, thither will the eagles be gathered together. I know that we've probably heard this passage many times, but there's a lot of instruction here for us today. A lot of reminders to keep our affections set on things above. Reminding us of the time of Lot. When Lot was called out of Sodom and the angels came and said, Come. And they took him by the hand and led them out. And it says, Remember Lot's wife. You know what? Lot's wife, I believe, had her affections set back in Sodom. And it wasn't on following God and the angels that he had sent. I don't know what all went through Lot's wife's mind. Maybe some of her children were back there and she was thinking about them. Maybe she remembered something valuable. Maybe she left some food there. Maybe she had some real concerns about something back there. But her affections were back there. The angel had given very strict instructions. Flee and don't look behind you. And because of where her mind was, she was unable to obey God. She was unable to obey the angels. And because she turned back, she was not able to go on to safety. She turned into a pillar of salt. Well, today, we, each one of us, can set our affections. We can have our affections set by where we turn our hearts. And as we study God's Word together, Let's each one of us remember to turn our hearts toward God, because there will be times when, as we think through Scripture, we can make choices. Do I or do I not believe God's Word? Do I accept when my will, when my preferences come up against God's Word? What am I going to accept? Which way is my mind going to turn? And we can choose what we're going to accept. Are we going to accept God's Word as the authority for our lives? Are we going to accept my feelings? Our brother talked about bitterness. Bitterness can turn our hearts. Bitterness can make so we can't have our affections set on things above. We think about other people. We think about hurts, real-time hurts that we've experienced. And that can make so we can't have our affections where they should be, where they need to be. This passage in Luke says that there will be people together. There will be two people here, and one will be taken and the other left. It's because of choices that they've made. It's because of the direction that they've taken in their minds and in their hearts. How are we going to know if our affections are set where they need to be? How am I supposed to know that my heart is where it needs to be for God? In this last verse, it says that they asked Jesus, "Where, Lord?" And he said unto them, "Wheresoever the body is, thither will the eagles be gathered together." I know that's kind of a hard passage in a way to understand, but I'd like to give you the interpretation that my dad gave. I remember probably as a 8 or 10 year old that it seems like it was maybe Dan Byler was there, I don't remember. And he asked him, "What does that passage mean?" And he turned around and asked my father, "What do you think it means?" And I find this verse encouraging through the interpretation of my father. And we worry sometimes, needlessly, I think, whether or not we'll be at the right place or time, whether our hearts are right, and I think we need to be very concerned about that. Where is my affection? Is it where it needs to be? "Wheresoever the body is, thither will the eagles be gathered together." If we are serving God, if our hearts are turned towards God, wherever God has us in life, wherever He wants us to be, that's going to be the exact right place when Jesus comes. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. "If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God." Let's continue working for our Lord. Be faithful wherever God has called us. God is faithful. If we have our hearts and our minds set on Him, God is faithful and He will keep us. Lord bless you.